We've been talking about the power of old recordings to evoke a place and time. And one more thought on that whole idea as we remember the guy known as MCA, Adam Yauch, one of the founding Beastie Boys from Brooklyn. He died well before his time, tragically from cancer late last week. The Beastie Boys, the so-called white crossover hip-hop act that sold more than 40 million albums and helped to make hip-hop mainstream.
All right, the first thing I want to know is just what were you guys doing back in second grade, huh?
I picked my nose a lot. I'd take the girl in front of me, her pigtails, tip them
Actually, me and Peter Parnell and Louis Castro used to beat up a girl named Lee YY every day.
Me and David Miller used to build with blocks and then kick them over when the teachers weren't looking and plug wires into the circuit breaker and try and blow out all the lights, usually successfully.
Adam Yauch, Michael Diamond, Adam Horvitz, the Beastie Boys, back in 1986. That's their first interview on public radio, with one skeptical and trying to stay in control of the interview host, of all things considered. Yep, that's me.
Why a white rap band?
Why not?
We like the music.
Why
we just have a good time playing it.
We grew up in Manhattan. I mean, when we were going to high school, we were listening to rap music. Eventually, we started to do it ourselves. We happen to be white. Yes, this is true.
Why did the Rolling Stones play the blues? I figured they just liked the music.
You guys have been opening for black acts, right? For
yeah.
Run DMC.
We
Run
spent
DMC,
the whole summer doing the Raising Hell tour with Run DMC.
What was that like? Isn't there a moment of skepticism at the beginning when you're out there in a completely black audience?
No, because they usually know our music already from black radio, and they know our music and they like it.
I mean, ironically, it was like over the summer we were getting really frustrated because it looked like we were just only going to be accepted by black radio and by the black audience, and that was going to be it forever.
What turned the tide, though? What changed that?
What changed it? Putting out Fly Records.
If you hang on the streets of New York, you know that Fly Records are hit records.
Oh my God, hang on the streets of New York, Fly Records? But listen to these young, determined Beastie Boys. They knew where they were headed, very confident in their contrary message in the Nancy Reagan Just Say No 80s.
You know, trying to show the kids there's an alternative.
And that's partying.
Does that constitute a message? Do you guys want to say something to America?
Hey, yes. We're the kids. And if the kids are united,
they will never
be divided.
Beautiful.
And don't let anybody tell you what to do.
And kids, give your mom hell.
That's right.
Wackadoo, Bob McAllister.
Kids are people
too. Wackadoo, wackadoo.
Kids are people too.
Yes.
Do we really need that message?
No. Yes.
No.
Yes.
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 And then the moralizing 80s radio host thinks he's going to put one over on Adam Yauch and the infantile Beastie Boys.
You got to fight for your right to party.
You know, I kind of get the feeling throughout this whole thing that you really don't want to be my friend. Is that right?
John, babe.
John, we want to work.
We like
you
for the person who you are. We don't know you, dude.
I've got an actual.
Tell us how you feel about, like, you know, your most innermost thoughts, and we'll decide if we like you.
This is your big test here, John.
Well, if I had a sandbox, would you come over and play in it?
You lost.
No.
John.
You lost. You
we
lost.
Don't like you.
You lost in a big way.
The rest, as they say, is history. The power of sound to evoke that history. Remembering the Beasties and their first public radio interview back in 1986. The Monday after Adam Yauch died at age 47 of cancer. By the way, the producer of that segment was a young fellow named Ira Glass.
Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop.